Dish Network was once the king of satellite TV, but their share price fell from $80 all the way to $5, and every quarter they lose hundreds of thousands of subscribers. They're also burdened with almost $30 billion in debt. This isn't just the death of paid TV. Something else happened. How did Dish Networks fall so far, so fast? This is hard to comprehend because not too long ago, Dish was a titan and their domain was satellite TV. In 2016, they had amassed over 13 million paid subscribers. Not as big as Comcast, but still one of the few giants ruling the industry. But Dish was a bit different. Unlike Comcast, Dish was a satellite TV provider. They could provide service almost anywhere, rural or urban, as long as a dish was installed, hence the name Dish Networks. Their revenue had been growing almost every year, and that year reached a peak of $15.18 billion and near record high profits. Within satellite TV, Dish and DirecTV had a near duopoly, and together had over 34 million subscribers. In states like Wyoming, Montana, or parts of the Midwest, these two companies were the only real way to even get TV. Where the story gets really interesting is how it all stemmed from one man with full control, Charlie Ergen. The founder, CEO, and then chairman of Dish and its parent company, EchoStar. What's interesting about Ergen is how, despite being a billionaire, he is incredibly frugal. For years, he would sign all his checks, put secondhand furniture in the office, didn't fly first class, and even brought pre-packed lunches from home to work. That sounds almost noble and even relatable, but it's not as virtuous as you might think. Dish was also considered the worst or meanest company to work for in America, with a rating of 2.2 out of 5. Why? Charlie Ergen. There was a lack of paid holidays, consistent mandatory overtime, and long hours. Remember, at this time, Ergen was worth over $11 billion. And there were other things about Ergen that were just weird. For one, despite having a marketing department of over 100 people, Ergen decided how much to charge for the satellite alone in his office. It would be like the CEO of Kraft getting up in the morning and determining how much they were going to charge at retail for 12 slices of American cheese, said Michael Newman. You might think, is that a journalist or a past employee? No, Newman was the past president of EchoStar. Charlie Ergen was infamous. He was known for verbally abusing staff, including screaming at them. He even implemented fingerprint scanners for clocking in, and if a worker is late, an email is immediately sent to human resources, which then sends another to that person's boss, and sometimes even directly to Ergen. But with all that being said, it's not like anyone at Dish could do anything about it. Ergen was the biggest shareholder and had 90% of the voting power. When you learn this, it starts to put things into perspective. Some companies offered all-in-one packages for high prices, but Dish was the opposite. Dish was on the cheaper end. They didn't carry high-priced sports networks like AT&T Sportsnet or Spectrum Sportsnet, and were about 20% cheaper than their closest competitor, DirecTV. Despite having lower prices, their service had impressive margins as high as 48%. All the cost-cutting at Dish makes complete sense with this context. It all came down from the top. Ergen had a tight grip on the company and the entire TV industry for that matter. He was making a lot of money, but that industry was changing. Traditional TV was beginning to collapse. It was slow at first. As streaming services like Netflix grew more popular, people started to think, why are we paying $100 a month for TV? Paying TV subscriber growth slowed down and then began to fall rapidly. From 73 million in 2021 to 57 million just 2 years later. Ergen did see this coming and he knew that Dish needed to change. They needed a new future-proof business. With this unquestioned control, he would enact the next part of his plan. In mid-2020, as the telecom giant Sprint merged with T-Mobile, Dish jumped in to buy their prepaid wireless business for $1.4 billion. This was strange. What was Ergen's plan? Was he going to turn Dish into a telecom company? Well, kind of. He he was going to pivot to a 5G carrier with Dish Wireless. This sounds a bit random, but it did make sense. His other company, EchoStar, which was spun off from Dish, was a telecom company provided through satellite, so he had a lot of telecom resources at his fingertips. His goal was to reach 70% of the US population with 5G by 2023, and this wasn't a small move either. As it turns out, Ergun had been working on this move for a while and had spent a lot more than just $1.4 billion. He said, "These developments are the fulfillment of more than two decades worth of work and more than $21 billion in spectrum investments intended to transform Dish into a connectivity company." $21 billion. Ergun was slowly pivoting Dish to telecom, quietly amassing a vast portfolio of wireless spectrum licenses through subsidiaries and acquisitions, even hoarding it. John Legere, CEO of T-Mobile, even called Dish a spectrum hoarder, and to be fair, he wasn't wrong, but there's more. Taken together, these opportunities will set the stage for our entry as the nation's fourth facilities-based wireless competitor. That's a bold statement. Now that Sprint was gone, Dish wanted to replace it. It wanted to be the new telecom giant. And with Dish's core TV business dying, fuel was added to the fire. Dish had never built a wireless telecom network, which was very different to satellite TV. They were building a 5G network from the ground up, which would be difficult. So, what happened? In 2022, after a few more acquisitions, Dish Wireless was finally launched, called Project Genesis. It was first rolled out in Las Vegas, but the goal was at least 120 cities by June 2023, with 70% coverage nationwide. The following year, they actually achieved it, 70% of the US with 5G coverage. Their plan also had Ergun's frugal touch, $30 for unlimited 5G, $20 cheaper than AT&T's cheapest plan. But that's not the full picture. This wasn't just a goal, it was an order from the FCC. After all those years sitting on spectrum licenses, the US government required Dish to build out a 5G network. It was very clear, use the spectrum or lose it. Dish did build out the network, but they were focused mostly on achieving coverage. But when people began to try Dish Wireless, they noticed its speed was questionable. When indoors, it would slow to a crawl, below 20 or even 10 megabits per second, or just stop altogether. The service was technically available, even if it was weak or inconsistent, and there were a lot more issues than just that. The general experience was at best fine, but at worst unusable, which was unfortunately quite common. Customer adoption was very, very low, and Ergun's plan to diversify wasn't working. But there was another problem. Dish didn't have $21 billion lying around, meaning the 5G expansion was funded through debt. In late 2023, Dish had over $24 billion of debt. Their revenue, for context, was $15.6 billion, with earnings of just $1.7 billion. In order to survive, Dish and EchoStar were merged back together, with Dish as a subsidiary and EchoStar as the parent company. Of course, Ergun still had full control, 78% of Dish's and 72% of EchoStar's total voting power. He had full control, but he still had to figure out how to stop his empire from collapsing. Ergun needed a way out, or at least a way to delay the inevitable. TV subscribers were leaving, but it wasn't over just yet. There was one way to stave off collapse, but it wasn't ideal. Dish Networks was going to merge with its biggest rival, DirecTV. In late 2024, talks of the merger began. These were two of America's biggest TV titans, but this merger wasn't ordinary. DirecTV was going to acquire Dish from EchoStar for just $1. A gigantic company for $1. How? Well, remember, Dish was buried in debt. They would acquire Dish, but also $9.75 billion of its debt. EchoStar needed this. It and Dish weren't making enough to break out of it, and had essentially become a zombie company, making money, paying interest, but not able to pay it off substantially. What's fascinating is that this is the second time Dish and DirecTV attempted to merge. The first was in 2002, which was blocked by the FCC and the US Justice Department. If two of the biggest TV players merged, it would have been bad news for the industry. That wasn't an issue now, though. Neither company is the titan they once were, and their businesses are dying. The merger worked out for DirecTV and EchoStar, but there was a third party that wasn't so happy. Dish's bondholders, aka those they owed money to. DirecTV would acquire Dish and its debt on one condition. Dish bondholders had to agree to exchange their debt for new debt in the merged company at a discounted rate, a reduction of $1.57 billion. Bondholders weren't thrilled about this. In fact, Dish's creditors threatened to sue over the terms. In the end, both companies walked away from the deal and the merger fell through. It would have created the biggest pay TV providers in America, but now both companies had to figure out how to survive. I love the way Jonathan Chaplin from New Street Research puts it. They are both certain they will win, and so felt they were better off walking away than compromising. One of those parties has made a mistake. Unfortunately, it will take a while to figure out which one. The merger fell through in late 2024, and in 2025, things aren't looking good. Dish is losing customers left and right. In Q4 of 2024, Dish lost over 250,000 subscribers. They ended the year with almost a million less than 2023. And as subscribers leave, so are advertisers. That year, US TV ad spending dropped to $59 billion, and it's projected to drop to $45 billion by 2028. But what about their 5G network? Well, in late 2024, they reported a total of 7.28 million subscribers. Impressive, but for context, T-Mobile at the time had over 127 million subscribers. Even today, they're still racing against time to build a full 5G network ahead of an FCC deadline. Originally, this was mid-2025, but has been extended to June 2028. We'll see if that's enough time. They've still got a long way to go if they want to become the fourth big telecom player. Pay TV is dying, but it's a slow, gradual death. Maybe this will be enough time for Ergun to find a solution. EchoStar, the parent company, did manage to raise $5.1 billion from investors for its 5G network. Though, it still has $29 billion of debt, and that's been going up. The clear trend for Dish is still downwards. Analysts are expecting a bankruptcy, and if the company does go under, I can't say I'd be surprised. Alright, real talk. Since 2017, we've dropped over 1,050 videos and racked up 150 million views. That's peak Dish-level numbers there, yet somehow, we still haven't reached 1 million subscribers. If you've been watching without subscribing all this time, what are you doing, man? Hit that subscribe button right now so that we can finally make 1 million a reality. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.